Italy.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning. Welcome to worship service. Today we're observing All Saints Day, and I want to give thanks to Reverend Dr. Thomas Eger. He's president at Concordia Seminary for sermon help for the message today. For those listening on the radio, allow me to guide you through. You can download or view the full bulletin if you go to our website, by the way, and you can listen either by radio or through the internet or then there's an app. Civic Media has an app. But Divine Service Setting 3, which begins on page 184, our opening hymn 678, we sing for all the unsung saints. Hymn of the day 677, for all the saints. During distribution, we'll sing 516, wake, awake, for night is flying. 676, behold a host arrayed in white. 700, love divine, all loves excelling, and our closing hymn, 922, go my children with my blessing. Speaking of the radio listeners, we will, as a congregation, want to decide if or how we want to proceed. We agreed at a voters meeting we would do a six-month commitment, and that will end in January, and so we'll want to review where we're at, how people are receiving it. If you want to commit to I would suggest we do a year, but we could do 6 months at a time. It's not in the budget so that we can keep it a separate decision as its own ministry. So don't have the numbers currently. Hope to get those to you, but consider that. If you want to see it continue, you can make a contribution to Radio Fund. Clearly mark it just so it doesn't kind of fall into the general fund if you intended to go to Radio Fund. Or you can make a pledge, and we'll kind of consider that. So keep that in mind. And I'll tell you more about the give and take room after the service. If I forget, remind me. I want to tell you about that. So let's begin now with our opening hymn, 678. We sing for all the unsung saints.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. We allow silence to reflect on God's word and for self-examination. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, the poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn to the insert and sing together the intro it.
Glory be to God on high. Thank you. The Lord be with you. Let us pray.
Almighty and everlasting God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that together with them we may come to the unspeakable joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated for the readings. The first reading for this All Saints Day is from the book of Revelation, chapter 7. After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. We turn to the introit and sing together the gradual. The epistle is from 1 John chapter 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us? That we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be is yet to appear. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated for our hymn. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. You've probably heard the term veil of tears. This life in this world, sometimes referred to as a veil of tears. And this comes from Old English for valley of tears, from Psalm 84:6. Our current translation actually uses the Hebrew Baca, so it says the Valley of Baca, as they go through the Valley of Baca. Not certain if it was an actual name, but Baca is related to weeping, the Valley of Weeping or Sorrows or Veil of Tears. So it's a way of describing our journey through life in this world, God's people specifically journeying through life through this Valley of Tears, on our way to the eternal joys that await us in God's kingdom. And life in this world is full of sorrows. But as we observe, it is All Saints Day. And so today, as we do every Sunday, we get to rejoice. And today we're rejoicing because although this life, this world is full of this veil of tears, but the day is coming, and we're looking for that day when God will wipe away every tear forever. The veil of tears, you think about the pains and sorrows of life, physical pain that come from sickness, from injury, from cancer, from treatment. These tend to increase the older we get. And then there's the sadness and pain of grief. Loved ones, they get sick, they die, family and friends, they move away, or they stop attending church, and marriages end, friendships end. There's sadness and pain from injustice, from mistreatment, from persecution. You experience it yourself, and you observe it. You observe it all around you. Sometimes it's subtle, cutting comments. Sometimes it's more overt. Sometimes it might be physical abuse. You watch it and hear about it in the news, and we hear about such things as children being sold into human trafficking on a grand level. We read about and hear about these nations and political parties just wanting to eliminate one another and the horrors that go with that. We have this sadness that's an epidemic in the world of loneliness, isolation. It's not necessarily physical loneliness or isolation either. It's just that the social distance from others, the emotional distance. We sometimes withdraw out of fear or anxiety and can find ourselves trapped in this seclusion and from people that we know. People are familiar and friendly. They may leave us. They may move away. They may withdraw. There's pain of rejection. To be rejected for saying the wrong thing or being misunderstood or for not living up to somebody's criteria. We feel sympathy for other people who experience pain and sadness of their own. And of course, we feel the pain and sadness of our own sin and our guilt. Daily we fall short. We defy God. We defy him and we're disobedient. We avoid him. We neglect him. We suffer the consequences for this. And so we weep. We have accounts in scripture like the sinful woman just kept weeping, wetting the feet of Jesus with her tears as she's crying because of her sin. Peter denied Jesus 3 times, just as Jesus said. And he remembered. Jesus said, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. And that rooster crowed, and he wept bitterly as he went out. If we really saw our own sin fully, we would also be weeping bitterly. The Psalms describe pain and sadness in this life. For example, Psalm 6, verse 6, I am weary with my moaning. Every night I flood my bed with tears. I drench my couch with my weeping. And even in our happiest moments, there's sorrow. In our happiness, we know it will end. It's fleeting. We anticipate that. We're aware of sadness within others, even though we may be happy. There's barriers and distance that we experience and are aware of. Even in our closest relationships, we observe them. We know they're there. When we're enjoying the beauty of creation, well, it's wonderful, and yet we can't help but see it's fallen. It's not what it's meant to be. It's decaying. We see this fallen nature in other people. We feel it within ourselves. But this experience, this pain, this sorrow, that's in every bit of life. We see it, this touched by sin and death, and yet it can help us. It can help us to look forward. Forward to the life that awaits us when our Lord returns, when he will shepherd us into his kingdom, into that paradise, where there'll be no more sin or death. The promise he's given us. In compassion for us, Jesus himself entered into our veil of tears. God knows our suffering. He hears our cry. Whatever you're going through, God has seen your tears. He's heard your weeping. The Psalms talk about God storing up our tears in a bottle and keeping record of them in a book. And he's done a lot more than just notice our tears. In Jesus, he's entered into our valley of sorrows. From the birth, remember, he was placed in that feeding trough. There was no room for him in the inn. And right away, the King Herod wanted him killed. He and his parents had to flee to Egypt. And yet those mothers of the boys 2 and under would wail as they were slaughtered. Jesus himself was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. We read about him weeping with Mary and Martha at the death of his friend Lazarus. He weeps over Jerusalem. He knows what's coming. He knows the judgment. He knows the destruction that's coming. He cries in sorrow, anticipating the betrayal, the suffering, the abandonment, the death that he would experience. But he did more than just come and weep with the sorrowful. He came to take away the tears. To the widow in Nain, Jesus comes to raise her dead son, saying, "Do not weep." To those crying at the death of the man's young daughter, he says, "Do not weep. She's only sleeping." They mock her. They know she's dead. They mock him, knowing he's dead. But he took her by the hand and says, "Child, arise." Her spirit returned. The tears left. Mary Magdalene, she's weeping in the garden outside the tomb. And Jesus comes to speak her name and to bring her resurrection joy, to assure her of the promises he had given her. One day, the day we look forward to, our God will wipe away every tear forever. This world is a veil of tears, but these tears are temporary. This is God's promise to us. When he returns, our sorrow will turn to joy that no one can take away. We will see the vision that John shares with us in Revelation. We'll see that. We'll see that great multitude that no one can number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, all in white, with palm branches in hand, crying loudly, worshiping Christ, the Lamb. No hunger, no thirst, no scorching heat, all because of the blood of the Lamb. In that day, God will wipe every tear from our eyes forever. An intimate touch from our Lord, an assurance that there will be no more pain, no more sorrow, never again. For now we wait, and sometimes we weep. But Jesus says, blessed are those who mourn, they shall be comforted. As we wait for the day God will dry our tears, we do observe the tears of others, and God gives us his compassion to share with them, to help them, especially to tell them about Jesus. Jesus, who has seen their tears, who has carried their sorrows, who has cleansed them by his blood. To tell them that one day he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And today we celebrate this. Observing All Saints Day, we celebrate God's faithfulness to those who have died in the faith. They've given us examples as they've struggled with life and sorrows, and yet their tears are ended. God's saints shed many tears in this world, but for his saints in heaven, there's no more crying. There's only joy. They will behold the face of God, and God will behold them. We look forward to that day where he will reach out his nail-marked hand to wipe away every tear, your tears, and wipe them away forever. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. We continue with the offertory. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Lord, faithful God, we commend ourselves, our bodies and souls and all things into your keeping. Deliver us in your righteousness from all that would harm the body or assault the soul. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, send your Spirit to the ministers of the Church who bring the good news of Christ's death and resurrection, that they may work through preaching of this gospel to gather the lost, kindle faith in those who do not yet believe, and sustain us all to the day of Christ's coming. Lord, in your mercy. Gentle Lord, visit the homes of your people that they may be places where faith is nurtured and where we learn to live our new lives in holiness and righteousness. Lord, in your mercy. Blessed are you, O God, and blessed are the persecuted who suffer for your sake and whose witness calls all to faithfulness. Bring peace to the nations. Make our leaders wise, just, and honorable. Deliver us from terror, violence, and oppression. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, comfort us by your abiding presence and satisfy all who call on you in need, especially the family and friends of Audrey Kalbreyer, Mary Jo, Peter, Lynn, Ben, Joanne, Mark, Lewis, Arlene, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Diane, Ruth, Kathy, Lacey, Joyce, Kaylee, Marlene, Arlene, Nancy, Amy, Sarah, Kara, Marlis, Erno, Ben, and Jim. Grant them patience in the midst of suffering, and according to your will, release them from their afflictions. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, be with your church and all her members who belong to you by baptism and faith. At the bidding of the Lamb, our shepherd, give us ears to hear your word and faith to receive him in his blessed sacrament. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, grant that we may be brought to everlasting life with the faithful who have gone before us, who now rest from their labors. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty Father, we give you thanks that you have washed us in the blood of the Lamb, written our names in the book of life, and made us a royal priesthood and heirs of an eternal inheritance. Though we are unworthy of your saving grace, we pray you to hear us in the name of Jesus Christ, in whom, with whom, and through whom all honor and glory is yours. Heavenly Father, with the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. For those especially who will be departing before the end of this service, a blessing, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, in the communion of all your saints gathered into the body of your Son. You have surrounded us with so great a cloud of witnesses that we, encouraged by their faith and strengthened by their fellowship, may run with perseverance the race that is set before us. And together with them, receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the very blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shed for you. Take and drink. The very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Carter, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the true body of Christ, given unto death for you. Iris, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. The very body of Christ, given unto death for you. Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given for you. Take and drink. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Table of the Lord. Take and eat the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto you for you. Again, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto you for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord. Of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given unto death for you. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given unto death for you. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink the very blood of Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Thank you.
thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.